Let's turn in our Bibles to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. I'd like to ask the question tonight in our lesson, does God work miracles today? Now, we go back to the very beginning because we certainly do want to acknowledge that our God worked a miracle in the creation of all things. In Genesis chapter 1, beginning in verse 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. And this is certainly just the beginning of God's creative power and of His creative process there. But we certainly see that God acted in a very supernatural way to bring about this world and the life that we live. Now, there are people who today who will claim that miracles among men still continue. Now, I think there are some who lie about that. I think others are just don't know what they're talking about. And I believe some perhaps just use the word in a way that is careless and that is not based in truth. That's the first thing I'd like for us to think about. It is a misuse of the word to use that word miracle to simply identify something that is unusual, something that is uncommon or unexplained. That is not a miracle. Furthermore, anything that amazes us is not a miracle either. Over in Psalm 19, I'll ask you to turn there with me to Psalm 19. You know, you think about a beautiful sunrise or a beautiful sunset. That is amazing. That can be something that really we can appreciate, and we can look at each and every day and see a different panorama of God's power and of His creative power that He began at the very beginning. So, for example, we read in Psalm 19, verse 1, beginning, "The heavens declare the glory of God," and they certainly do. "The firmament shows His handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them He has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circuit to the other end. And there is nothing hidden from its heat." Now, I acknowledge that what we see every day in this world that was created is amazing. It demonstrates the glory and the handiwork of God, no doubt. But the sunrise and the sunset, as beautiful as they are, is a part of the natural order of things that God put into place in the beginning. And day unto day is that pattern, that natural order that He has put into place. We might turn over to Psalm 139 and think about the birth of a child. As amazing as it is to understand that a child is born, that is not, in and of itself, a miracle. Look at Psalm 139, verse 13. Here David said, "For You formed my inward parts, You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise You, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from You when I was made in secret, and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth." Now, as amazing as the birth of a child is, that is not supernatural. It is according to the order and the pattern that God put into place in Genesis chapter 1, particularly verse 28, as He creates man and wife, and He provides for them instruction and ability to procreate. So just calling an event, an occurrence, or something that amazes us a miracle does not make it a miracle. Any more than I can call myself an astronaut, that does not make me an astronaut. I have not qualified for that. I have not trained for that. I am not that. So, what is a miracle? Well, in brief, a miracle is a demonstration of divine, supernatural intervention into the natural world. A miracle has no natural force that is responsible for its result. And of course, we could talk in different ways about a definition, but that I think will suffice for our purposes tonight. Miracles serve a purpose, but that purpose is no longer needed. Look over in Matthew chapter 11 and consider this, that in Matthew chapter 11, here is one example of the purpose of a miracle. You see, the miracles recorded in the New Testament confirm the message that is presented by the one who performs the miracle, who is there as the instrument of the miracle. Now, the miracles of Jesus, for example, establish the truthfulness and the validity of His claim to be the Son of God. In Matthew chapter 11 and verse 2, beginning, when John heard in prison about the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said to him, "Are you the coming one, or do we look for another?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Go and tell John the things which you hear and see. The blind see and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up and the poor have the gospel preached to them." So Jesus said, you go back and you report not only what I'm saying, but what you're seeing. What are you seeing? Well, you're seeing people who could not hear, hearing. You're seeing people who could not see, seeing. You're seeing people who could not walk from birth, now all of a sudden jumping up, leaping, and running. You tell him that. This is the Christ. He is the one you're looking for. Now we go to John chapter 20 and consider that it's no longer necessary for anyone today to see a miracle in order to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Look at John chapter 20, please. We want to look at verse 30 and verse 31. Here it is that John writes, "Truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in His name." John said these works, these signs, miracles and wonders, seven of which are recorded in his gospel account, they are sufficient. They prove beyond a doubt that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and believing that, acting upon that belief, you can have that salvation that He offers. And I'm persuaded, and I think you should be as well, that God has provided everything that we need to believe. Go back up to verse 26, for example. John 20, verse 26. "And after 8 days, His disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, 'Peace to you.' Then He said to Thomas, 'Reach your finger here, look at my hands, reach your hand here, put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing.'" God has provided us with what we need in order to believe Jesus is the Christ. Thomas was there. He was able to believe because of that. But you'll notice in verse 28, Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." What does Jesus say? "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed." But notice what the Lord says next. "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." We are truly a blessed people. As we look into the Word and as we observe the Lord Jesus Christ in all His glory, recognizing that He is the Son of God, and believing with that saving belief. Now, the apostles, for example, prophets of God, they worked miracles to confirm the truthfulness of the message that they preached. In Mark chapter 16, we go there. Mark chapter 16. Let's look at verse 14 beginning. This is after his resurrection. The text says, later, he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. Now let's just pause there to make this point. He says, what you've heard from eyewitnesses, what you've heard from credible witnesses, you should have believed. That's what he says to us, really. In John chapter 20, verse 30 and 31, you believe the eyewitness testimony. If you don't, you're worthy of rebuke. But he goes on further, and he said to them in verse 15, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven, and he sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. And truly, amen. Over in Hebrews chapter 2, we go to that place. Look at Hebrews chapter 2 and see what the Holy Spirit has to say through this inspired writer. Hebrews chapter 2, we're going to read verse 3 and verse 4. Hebrews chapter 2, beginning in verse 3, please. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed to us by those who heard him? God also bearing witness, both with signs and wonders, with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his own will. Now there's a lot there that we won't take the time to unpack from this text, but you'll notice there that the Lord was not alone in his testimony. He also had those inspired prophets, the apostles, who spoke of him, who confirm him. And then there is in verse 4 this testimony of God himself. God the Father also bearing witness with signs and wonders, with various miracles and the gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his will. This served a purpose. It confirmed the message of the gospel. It confirmed that saving message that we have responded to, those of us who are in Christ. Now, since the Word of God has been confirmed and the church has been established, there's no need for miracles today. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 12. And we think about this, the purpose of revealing the Word is to build up. First Corinthians 14 and verse 12, even so you, since you are zealous for spiritual gifts, let it be for the edification of the church that you seek to excel. He says, look, you want a spiritual gift, make sure that whatever you have, you're using that to build up that which is God's, the church. And the truth is that God's church has been established. It was established on the day of Pentecost. It was being built and revealed by the inspired prophets and through the Holy Spirit. But it's been accomplished. And very much like the analogy that we've perhaps heard older preachers use of a scaffolding that is used when a building is being constructed, it serves that purpose of providing that structure for the outside. But guess what? And of course we know the answer. Once that structure is complete, there's no use any longer for the scaffolding which surrounds it. And what do the workers do? They take down the scaffolding. It's removed so that the building stands on its own. And how much greater is the building itself than the scaffolding used? How much greater is the church that Jesus Christ has built, established, and continues to build through each and every one of us as we are added? than that which helped to initiate it, that scaffolding. Let's go to Jude, verse 3. Jude, verse 3. We want to think about this. The Word of God has been revealed completely. And according to the Lord, there's just nothing left to be revealed until His Son is revealed at the final coming. Jude, verse 3. Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. According to the Lord, there's just nothing left to reveal. It's been once for all delivered. Now, if God is still working miracles today, what's the purpose of them? The Word has already been confirmed. The church has already been established. What is their purpose? And the truth is, there is no longer a purpose. Miracles have ceased. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Perhaps this is where our minds go as we think about this subject. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Now these words are penned by the Apostle Paul by inspiration. And he says in verse 8 beginning, love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. You see, Paul identifies himself in that group of people who are presently living in the age of miracles, of prophecy, and of all these divine works. But he says, look, it won't always be that way. These things will fail. They will cease. They will come to an end. Not only does he say that plainly, but then he uses the analogy of a child. And he says, when you grow up, you put away those things that are no longer necessary for truly living. They're not helpful for furthering the cause of life. They are trivial at this point because there's no use any longer. That's the case with those spiritual gifts. Were they important? Absolutely. Did they serve a purpose? Yes. But are they still necessary? No. And according to the Apostle Paul, miracles will be done away with when that which is perfect has come. Now, some will try to say, well, that's talking about Jesus Christ. He's the perfect one. But those who study the original language will say that that which is perfect is not talking about a person, but rather a thing, an item, or an article. And what he's talking about is the revelation from God. It is perfect. It is complete. It is no longer lacking. You go back to what was said just a moment ago, verse 3 of Jude, the faith, that body of doctrine that God has for mankind, it's been delivered. And so we read these words in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. Go there with me, 2 Peter chapter 1. And as you're turning there, let me make this point to you about the text of Jude. Jude was written somewhere in the mid-60s A.D. And that means that during that time period, the mid-60s, before the destruction of Jerusalem, Jude was able to say, the faith has been once for all delivered. Now here is what Peter had to say by inspiration. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. God's divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue. You don't know about life and godliness? You go to God's Word. That's where we find it revealed. It's through this knowledge that we can know these things. And let me say this. as we start to wrap up our lesson tonight. The absence of miracles today is proof that God no longer works miracles among men. Have you ever seen the dead raised? Not truly. That was one of the miracles, though, that was worked by Jesus and by some of His apostles. Have you ever seen a person who's spent a lifetime with an inability to walk, to speak, to hear, and all of a sudden they can do that which they couldn't do? Not in reality, no. If miracles are still going on today, as some claim, then why are hospitals filled with the sick and the dying? Why not just go to a cemetery and raise the dead so that we can hear truly what they have to say about life after this life? Or that we can be with the one we miss. The apostles and the prophets, they did that. But that can't be done any longer. Foy E. Wallace Jr. once said, "As goes the proposition, so must be the demonstration." That's just a fancy way to say, look, you claim it, prove it. If you make a claim like that, you need to be able to prove it. You need to show with some sort of proof. Well, God has said it's done. If man's going to say something else, he needs to be able to prove it. And the truth is, they can't. Not in reality. The Lord certainly began everything, that is life on this earth, with a miracle. And it was amazing power that He used to bring about all that we know. And life today continues because of His initial creative power, but it continues through the natural order of things that He put into place as we see it recorded in Genesis chapter 1. Miracles, that word is not just some unexplained event. Oh, that must have been a miracle, because I can't explain it. No. Something that amazes us and causes us to step back and say, wow, I could never do that. Like a sunrise, a sunset. That's not a miracle. It's amazing, yes. It shows the glory of God, the handiwork of God, yes, but not a miracle. A miracle is a divine, supernatural activity which interrupts and intervenes in this physical world for a purpose that God has determined. Not that man determines, but God. They did serve a purpose. They confirmed the Word, and they helped to establish the church. But the Word has been delivered. The church has been established. There's no more need for miracles. And they have stopped. I hope this lesson has not only been informational, educational, but that it's helped you to have an appreciation for the design and the plan of God. And I hope it's also helped you as you think about maybe talking to someone or as you talk with someone about the life that we live and the life that God asks from and of us. And I hope that if there's one here tonight whose life is not as it should be, that you'll consider making your life right before God who is in heaven. That wouldn't be a miracle. That would be responding in obedience to the will of God. That would be what a good servant does. And we all want to be that good servant. We want to be rewarded in the end by God with Him. If you're here this evening and your life is not right, we encourage you to come to the front while we stand and while we sing. Please respond.